Om Shanti, the magic of blessings. Today is 21st of February 2018, Wednesday. Today's blessing is, may you be a master almighty authority who achieves success on the basis of having one strength and one support. The children with true love, who move along with one strength and one support, ek bal, ek bharosa, constantly achieve success and will continue to achieve it because true love easily finishes obstacles. When you have the company of the Almighty Authority Father and you have full faith in Him, all trivial matters finish in such a way that it is as though nothing has happened. Even the impossible become possible. All the situations are resolved just as you pull hair from butter. So consider yourself to be Master Almighty Authority and continue to become an embodiment of success. So today's blessing is about two things. One support and one strength. Ek bal and ek bharosa. One strength. What is one strength? One strength and one support. There is an innate tendency within human beings that they seek support. They relish in becoming dependent on others. They want some support. If you see the entire human cycle, when we are born, we take support for walking. Then we are little grown up, we take support of friends. We are yet more grown up, then we take support of in the world life partners. They start choosing so that somebody would support them for the whole life. They become old, they need support of children. If not children, at least stick something. A person is ever in search of support. There is very less time that we feel that I would live this life without any support. Such a thought is never there. It is always that we are seeking support, we are searching support. Something we need. And one more thing is strength. Every person feels that I am weak and I need some strength. And where he is searching strength? In books, in external things, outside, in persons, in words, in scriptures, in dogmas, principles, rituals, worships, in temples, in pilgrimages. His entire focus is on the outside world for support and for strength. And the whole life, when you don't get support from your near and dear ones, you get unhappy. When you don't derive any strength from your, if nobody encourages you, nobody inspires you, you automatically go down. As we were discussing yesterday, spiritual heart attack. The moment you let go of your position, your seat, Maya starts opposing you. Maya's army come. In Sunday's Murli Baba described five things. First, you start having uneasiness, ghabraat. That is the stage, first stage of spiritual heart attack. Inferior wall, am I with cardiogenic shock? Has been very nicely described by Baba in Sunday's Avyakta Murli. We call it inferior wall because pulse, blood pressure is dropping, is becoming low, pulse is becoming slow. These are all the features. Person is sweating and there is a confusion, delirious stage, what to do and what not to do. These are the five symptoms of spiritual heart attack. First, lot of waste, and that waste will create ghabraat. That waste will create uneasiness because you have dependent on outside things, and when that is not fulfilled, you come down from your seat. You are master creator. You have been given this swaman, this self-respect, that God alone is your support and God alone is your strength. But in spite of that, you make somebody else your strength and somebody else your support, and then as if you have come down from your seat. So the first symptom of spiritual heart attack is you start having uneasiness. Second thing is your blood pressure of awareness goes down. Smriti. Your blood pressure of awareness go down. And there your heartbeat of zeal and enthusiasm becomes slow. Inferior wall am I. Lot of heart blocks are associated with some types of heart attacks. And then you start having sweating of being disheartened. Dil shikast. And last, delirious stage, confused stage. What to do, what not to do. Such a stage happens when you make some embodied being your strength, your support. Baba has categorically said time and again, do not make any human being your support, otherwise you will come to sorrow. Do not take external supports, external strengths will not uphold you for a long time. You have to become your own strength, you have to become your own support. Walk alone. This is the path where you walk alone. This is the path where you have been given the highest knowledge. Practice that knowledge, experiment with this knowledge, experience that knowledge. Bring that knowledge into practice and you will not require any external support, any external strength. Everyone should cogitate, think deeply upon these two points. Have I made any human being my strength? If he is there, if she is there, I will do good purusharth. The moment she departs, he departs, my purusharth starts becoming wavery. If such a purusharth we are doing, when that person is there, everything is going on smoothly. The moment that person goes away, everything is moving. Everything is rickety. We have to come one to the unflappable stage of the mind. Unflinching stage of the mind. Where whether people are there or they are not there, we are same. Unfazed. Unaffected, uninfluenced. So, probably somewhere in some nook and corner of the mind, we have made somebody our strength. In some corner of the mind, we have created certain artificial supports. And Baba has said many times that all these supports are going to fall one day. Sare Adhar. All these supports, they are going to fall. So that's why. Now what is the way out? First of all, you become your own support and you become your own strength. No need of anyone outside. You yourself are Master Almighty Authority. You yourself are Master Creator. You don't need anything from outside. First is this thought. Because these people whom I have made, these things, objects, places, time, whatever, I have made my support and strength, they are not going to stay with me for a long time. They are going to go. And once they depart, I have to be alone. So why not practice being alone now only? One is this. Second, can I make God my only support? Can I make God my only strength? Is it possible? He is invisible. But does he come if I call him vehemently? What are my experiences? What are the experiences of these Brahmin souls? Ask people, tell me one experience of your life when you were absolutely alone and you felt the presence of God in your life. You felt that Baba has protected you at that time. Hear the stories of God's love and God's experiences. How God helped so many Brahmin souls. They might not have understood knowledge so much. They are very new. Learn from all of these souls. They will tell you such untold stories of God's love, God's experiences, how God supported them, how God became their canopy in the time of trials and tribulations. So, This will help you in making Him your strength, supreme strength and your supreme support. I fear not, God is my staff. Jesus has said many times, let me hide myself in thee. Rock of ages, cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee. He is saying, O Jesus, you are rock of ages, cleft for me. I have gone into this rock. Let me hide myself in thee, as if you are a cave, as if God is a cave, and I am entering into the cave, and I am protected now. This invisible cave called God, this invisible cave called Baba, will be your support. Because outside there is tempest, tornado. Outside you never know what is happening, the whirlwind. The atmosphere is absolutely inclement, unfavorable for you. And you have come, enter into this cave. The deeper you go within Him, you feel at ease. But the thing is that even whilst at the cave, we are standing at the gate of the cave. And some onslaught of rain or wind or storm is affecting us. Enter within Him. He is the divine cave. He is the supreme cave. Go within Him. Get absorbed in Him. The divine communion. The divine moments of intimacy, supreme intimacy with God. Enter within this cave. And it is His promise that I will protect you. Name bhaktya prayashyati. In Gita, there is a statement, He whosoever come unto me, I will protect him. Yogakshemam vahamyaham. O Arjuna, I will take care of him. He is my responsibility. I will see to every need of that soul who will surrender unto me, but fully, completely, unconditionally, who comes unto me, then I will take care of that soul. So in the similar manner, make God your supreme strength, make God your supreme support. When He is my support, I don't need any other external support. I don't need any word of praise, appreciation, acknowledgement. I don't need anything, any object, anything from anybody. Neither gross nor subtle. Nothing I need from anybody. I am not a beggar. We are son of kings, not beggar. Begging is not my cup of tea. Begging is not my life. I don't want to beg for anything. Praise, appreciation, recognition. I don't want to beg for any object, any salvation, any facilities. Nothing. Whatever is given, Baba said, you are jewel of contentment. I am content with whatever I have. No one can steal this immeasurable, invaluable treasure of contentment from my heart. No thief, no robber can come and usurp this treasure of mine. So make him your support, make him your only and only strength. He will fill you with all the things. He will give you whatever you want. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Leaving Him, nothing will come to you. So seek Him first. Go to Him first. Enter into this divine supreme cave called God, and you remain protected. He is the supreme sentinel. So, one strength and one support. So today's blessing is, may you be Master Almighty Authority who achieves success. And when you have this, automatically success will follow. You don't have to search success, you don't have to seek. Success will come in the wake of these two things. The children with true love, who move along with one strength and one support, constantly achieve success and will continue to achieve it, because true love easily finishes obstacles. When you have the company of Almighty Authority Father and you have full faith in Him, all trivial matters, insignificant things, they just vanish. Nothing stays. Nothing has happened as though. Even impossible will become possible. All situations are resolved just as you pull hair from butter. It will be such an easy task for you. Hands down, you will achieve things. At the drop of hair, at the drop of hat, all things will come to you. So, consider yourself to be Master Almighty Authority and continue to become an embodiment of success. So, I am Master Almighty Authority who has got one strength and one support. So, work on this today. Om Shanti.